Wisconsin's Manufacturing Extension Partnership commissioned a study that took an in-depth look at the state's main manufacturers. It found 24 statewide so-called driver industries that move the economy. The study's author is John Brandt. He says Wisconsin's driver industries include everything from pulp and paper making to dairy. Plus, Brandt says Wisconsin has many more small manufacturers than eight other states he's looked at.
And that's a real advantage because manufacturing now, a competitive advantage goes to those who are nimble and agile. And particularly, for example, in exports, the U.S. government says that smaller manufacturing firms, exports are growing twice as fast as exports in larger firms.
Even though the select driver industries are in good shape, Brandt says manufacturing as a whole faces some hurdles in Wisconsin. Some older factories need large capital investments. And he says there's a perception that the quality of the employees could be eroding, in part because of a stigma against factory jobs.
One of the things we heard loud and clear from manufacturers in Wisconsin was that they believe there may be an emerging two-tiered workforce of older, very reliable, very skilled workers who are retiring soon, and a new cadre of workers coming up who don't see manufacturing as an attractive career option, who may not be as highly skilled, and who are difficult to attract and retain.
Brandt says employers with high-quality jobs should get their message out to college students and into the state technical college system. And he says it's never too early to get the message out and suggests starting as early as elementary school. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.